News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Minister of National Security Peter Bunting is reporting a significant drop in crime since the start of the year, with double-digit reductions in all categories. He credits the reduction to crime-fighting strategies being employed, including increased focus on community policing.
This year, we've started very encouragingly. Again, we continue to see, for January, murders down 31%, shooting down 25%, rape down 45%. Aggravated assault down 40%. The acquisitory crimes, robbery, breaking and larceny, collectively down 44%.
Minister Bunting says the various measures employed by the security forces are transforming the nature of policing and building a foundation of trust between the police and citizens. He was speaking at the recent opening of the newly refurbished Negril Police Station in Westmoreland. Work to rehabilitate and widen Marcus Garvey Drive in Kingston is set to begin this month following the signing of a $20.5 million contract between the government and China Harbour Engineering on Thursday. Under the contract, approximately 2.5 kilometers of roadway between East Avenue and Harbour Street on Marcus Garvey Drive will be widened to increase the number of lanes from 4 to 6. 7 traffic signals with pedestrian facilities as well as sidewalks will also be installed along the roadway. The project is expected to be completed in 14 months. Transport and Works Minister Dr. Omar Davies says it will have a major impact on the economic and social life of the country by improving access to one of the main commercial hubs, downtown Kingston.
Motorists can expect a 30% improvement in the travel time along the corridor. Can expect controlled intersections with left-in, left-out maneuvers, reducing the number of conflict points along the corridor, thus increasing safety and quality of life.
Dr. Davies says every effort will be made to minimize disruption during the roadworks and reduce the negative effects on commuters and businesses. The World Health Organization, WHO, has announced that the rapid spread of the Zika virus in the Americas is an extraordinary event that merits being declared an international emergency. The WHO convened an emergency meeting of independent experts on Monday to assess the outbreak after noting a suspicious link between Zika's arrival in Brazil last year and a surge in the number of babies born with abnormally small heads. WHO Director General Margaret Chan says although there was no definitive proof that the Zika virus spread by the Aedes aegypti mosquito is responsible for the birth defects, the level of alarm is extremely high. The last such public health emergency was declared for the 2014 Ebola outbreak in West Africa, which killed more than 11,000 people. WHO says there could be up to 4 million cases of Zika in the Americas in the next year. And Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill says the contributory pension scheme for the island's hotel workers will become operational by January 2017. He says a special committee has been established in the ministry to work out details of the scheme to facilitate easier movement of workers across companies without losing their benefits. Dr. McNeill says the start date for the pension plan has already been approved by Cabinet.
And we're doing this to ensure that at the end of the day, all persons who work in our tourism sector can, at the end of the days of their working, can retire with dignity and retire knowing that they will be well taken care of in the years coming.
The tourism minister was speaking at the Hyatt Eminence Awards function in St. James recently. He says the idea behind the pension scheme is for every hospitality worker to have financial security. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.